When you're running a business, knowing what to do at what time is really critical. But sometimes we don't know what to do at what time. And of course, you come to people like me to help you do that. But really, when you need to look at something, you need to figure out your metrics. But what metrics should you look at? And which ones are important? Which ones are not so important as you grow your business? These are all very tough questions. Fortunately, Jason Kruger from Signature Analytics came on the show and he explained the best metrics to look at that are going to help you understand how to run your business and how to make sure you're pulling the right levers. If you're wanting to scale, if you want to grow, if you want to make sure that you're profitable, if you want to make sure your financials continue to look good, definitely check this episode out.
Welcome to Scale Your SaaS, the podcast that gives you proven techniques and formulas for boosting your revenue and achieving your dream exit. Brought to you by a guy who's done just that multiple times. Here is your host, Matt Wallach.
And welcome to Scale Your SaaS. Very excited to have you here. Thank you for being here. By the way, if you are new to the show, our role here is to help you grow your company so you can understand the best ways to generate leads, build an amazing team, close all kinds of new clients, and get to that valuation you want to get to. So we're going to put the best people in front of you who've done that or who know how to help you do that so that you can learn all of these great things. If that's something you like, definitely hit the subscribe button right now so you do not miss any of our upcoming episodes where we're going to put amazing people out there to share their experiences with you and share all their knowledge. And today, I'm super pumped to have Jason Kruger with us. Jason, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on, Matt.
Absolutely. I'm really glad you're here. Thanks for coming. Let me make sure everybody knows who you are. So Jason is the president and founder of Signature Analytics. And what they do, they provide expert level accounting and business advisory solutions to small and middle market businesses. Jason is shaking up the way business owners run their businesses by highlighting the gaps in data and reporting that many business owners face and sharing insights on how to improve profitability, increase productivity, and run your company smarter. Jason has 20 plus years of experience in the accounting and business advisory field, working with mid-market companies and nonprofits. He is super knowledgeable about this, and I'm so glad he's here. Once again, Jason, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks again.
Absolutely. So tell me, what's going on with you lately and what's coming up?
Yeah, it's, we've actually been pretty busy lately with the different times of the year. The economy is actually a little bit unusual this year, so it's been kind of an unusual year. I think we've gotten to a point where companies have decided to stop worrying about the economy and just start moving forward. So we're seeing a lot of opportunity, a lot of excitement from that perspective. And, really just as you mentioned in the intro, our goal is to help business owners achieve their goals. And the way we do that is by giving them visibility into the metrics of their business, visibility into their financial information, so that they can make educated decisions to achieve the goals they have internally, but also to be able to talk in a sophisticated manner to third parties. So you're talking about banking relationships, financing, investor relationships, going to market, those types of things. So a lot of good things happening right now, and I'm just excited to be on your show.
So cool. And I want to learn about a lot of those things you just mentioned. But first, I want to understand what made you decide to start the company in the first place? How did it all come to be?
Yeah, so I definitely have an entrepreneurial spirit, but I also like to make sure I have a solid foundation that I can rely on before I make that leap of faith. So I spent the first close to 10 years in my career in public accounting, most of it with Deloitte, which is one of the large big four accounting firms globally, I guess, and was working in financial statement audit. So I had got a lot of experience working with companies in all different types of industries, SaaS being one of them. And what I observed, even with working with companies at a big firm like Deloitte, we still worked with a lot of mid-market. We still worked with a lot of companies that were in their early stages. They had investor opportunities, they had a lot of growth opportunities because they were bringing in investors. And what I observed quite a bit working with those companies is that companies in the small and mid-market, they really deserve better than what they're getting as it relates to accounting and financial visibility and awareness. And so a lot of these companies, it might be their first time starting a business, They know their product, they know their industry, but they don't have that foundation in other areas of their business, like finance and accounting, like sales and marketing. I know you work with a lot of companies on sales and marketing side. HR, I mean, I never knew how important HR was until I actually started a business. A lot of business owners think it's just a throw in at the end of the day. Well, you know, basic stuff. So what I realized and I saw is the business owners, a lot of companies, they look at accounting and finance as a necessary evil. So I got to pay my bills. I got to make sure I invoice and collect cash. I got to make sure I have enough cash to make payroll. And then I got to make sure my taxes are filed up to the end of the year. And they don't have a lot of companies that I've worked with or observed, they didn't have the sophistication or the right team in place to truly drive value and take that from a necessary evil to a value driver in their business. And even if they did want to, the talent in the accounting and finance world can be very expensive for those types of companies. And also, they didn't necessarily need a full-time CFO. They need a full-time controller. They didn't need a full-time, you know, other areas of their business. And so what I was able to do is take that idea of leveraging the top talent in the market, providing flexible, scalable way to provide that talent to companies. That gave them, that shifted that mindset, educated them, shift that mindset from necessary evil to now you're getting consistency in how your accounting and financial information is being presented. You're getting consistency in reporting and data that you can evaluate and make decisions on a consistent monthly, ongoing basis. Start with monthly, but you can dig into weekly, even daily, real-time data and information as you want to. To really give you that information and give you that power to make decisions. And so I started Signature Analytics in 2008 with that mindset. I had to turn in my computer. So I had to buy a computer. That was my big investment up front. Started networking. And over 15 years, we have about 80 plus full-time employees. We're very big on full-time employees. We're not a staffing or recruiting firm. We have a process that we train our team on how to deliver. And we provide that financial leadership to our clients to really give them that visibility, give them that comfort and support that the accounting and finance arm is being managed effectively so they can focus on what they do best, which in most cases is not accounting and finance, but also to give them the visibility and the metrics they need to truly drive business valuation and take their business to that next level.
I love it. Lots of things to unpack there. I want to start with what you just finished with, the metrics. What are some of these key metrics that business leaders should be thinking about that help them understand if they're on the right track?
Yeah, so the SaaS industry is unique, right? I mean, a lot of other industries, the metrics might be very similar. A lot of other industries, margin is a big driver. Truly understand your margin if you have different products or services. Understanding the margins of your industry and your business, that really drives overall profitability. The SaaS industry is a little bit different because the margins tend to be very, very high. Now, there's only the margins, when you talk about the cost of goods sold that impact the margin in the SaaS industry, there's really just your hosting costs, your employee costs related to keeping the production environment running, and some customer support costs, but the margins tend to be very high, and that's why they're so attractive from a valuation perspective, right? I mean, you get much higher valuations in SaaS than you would in my industry, for example, which is professional services, right? So the metrics in that industry are different, and so you're really looking at the exciting part about a SaaS industry is that recurring revenue base. So you're talking about what is your monthly recurring revenue? What's your annual recurring revenue? If I have a monthly recurring revenue of $100,000 in December of 1 year, well, I have basically effectively a $1.2 million run rate, right? And so how do I then build upon that? My goal is moving into January, and by next December, I want to be at $150,000 or $200,000 or $300,000, whatever that might be. That's true value that an outside party might be looking at. And so then what goes into that run rate is your churn rate, customer churn rate. So how do I what are my, you know, let's make sure I understand what the industry benchmark are on that. And then what am I doing to make sure that I'm limiting that churn? And every software, every company is a little bit different on how their customers might use that. The other piece I see a lot of software companies, especially up front, is they're performing a lot of professional service type work. And a lot of times that's just to generate some revenue to keep the lights on. But it's also important to know that the true value is not necessarily in that. It's really in their software component. But, you know, and so when a company is going to be valuing your business, you're really going to be looking at that software component and the metrics around that. You may get little to no value in that, the true service side of that business. Burn rate is critical. Most software or all software companies, when they start, they have a lot of expenses and they don't have any revenue. And then they start generating revenue, but their expenses are still exceeding that because now they're into the marketing, sales and marketing phase of that, of the product offering, which I know that you work closely with companies on. So understanding that burn rate, being able, when you're working and reaching out to potential investors, they need to understand what that looks like. And then being able to forecast out ultimately how you get beyond that burn rate to cash flow. The last thing is customer acquisition cost. Understanding the investment you're making in sales and marketing and how that truly impacts your revenue growth. Making sure that when you're spending $100 on sales and marketing, your return and the value you're getting out of that is obviously greater than $100. And to maximize that is critical. So those are kind of some of the key metrics that we look at and that we work with and make sure that our clients have in their hands as they're moving forward in their business.
Yeah, I think it's critical. I think especially early stage, so many leaders don't look at their metrics enough or are looking at the wrong ones, and they don't realize what they should be focusing on. And, you know, as they say, if you don't track it, you can't manage to it. And so it gets really hard to kind of do the right things and pull the right levers in your business if you don't know exactly what you're supposed to be doing and what you're supposed to be aiming for. And so I see that a lot as well. I totally echo what you're saying on that. One thing I want to touch on, you did talk about your own team and that you've gotten to 80 team members. That's fantastic. Congratulations. It seems like you're growing great. We'll be right back. Scale Your SaaS is supported by ToroWave. Lots of software leaders I talk to are looking to scale their SaaS. And I keep hearing over and over about one major struggle, getting ghosted by buyers after the demo. How frustrating is it? When you have a great demo, you're feeling good, they like it, it seems like a done deal, and then crickets, nothing. You reach out, they're not responding to you at all. And when these software companies, they ask me to dive in, I notice that these sellers are following up the wrong way, or actually I should say with the wrong medium. What they're doing is they're hammering emails over and over again. I got a newsflash for you. Email effectiveness is dwindling down and down every year. So why beat your head against the wall losing all kinds of business? Start texting. Mix in texts along with emails and calls and watch your conversion rates go up. In fact, conversion rates go up by about 50% when you use texting as part of the follow-up. People are used to it. And did you know the response rate on texts is 98%? 98%. So why throw emails into a black hole knowing that they're never going to get returned? Text buyers and get results. But don't use your own phone. All kinds of security and compliance issues if you do. Also, none of that data is with your company. That's not good. Instead, use this system, ToroWave. ToroWave is designed for sales. It makes texting with buyers super simple and fast, and it helps drive more deals. Deals that you've been losing until now. For being a listener, you get 50% off your first month of using ToroWave. 50% off. Just go to torowave.com/scale. That's ToroWave.com/scale. Get signed up and start winning more deals, like Tracy, who closed $170,000 in 3 days after starting. Again, go to torowave.com/scale. Catch up and win by texting with ToroWave. And we're back.
Going back to the importance, it's critical that business has confidence in their accounting and financial process. One is for the day-to-day activities, paying bills, invoicing, managing cash. Cash flow is critical for all businesses in the early and mid, you know, for all businesses, but especially in the earlier stages and stages as they are in growth mode. So if you're not doing anything else, make sure you have the opportunity or the ability to properly manage cash and understand what that means. And it's not just managing cash this week. It's being able to look forward, you know, over the next couple of months and projecting out over the next year, even, so that you really have a good understanding of your business. And that goes into forecasting and how you manage your business and expenses. So the importance of having the financial information, that trust in the day-to-day, is critical. And then it's critical also to be able to have consistency and confidence in the information and the numbers and the reporting that you're getting on an ongoing basis, at a minimum monthly. So there needs to be a monthly close process to close the books, to be able to produce the good financial reporting so you can evaluate that. It becomes even more important as you are starting to talk to outside third parties who are going to be wanting to look at your financial information. It's critical that that information is provided in a manner that provides credibility to the management team, and is, you know, is accurate and is in a format that makes sense. The worst thing to do, in my opinion, is to hit print on QuickBooks when the third party asks for it and just send them the information. Because at that point, they can then take that information, they can draw any conclusions they want, they can make any assumptions they want. You've given that outside party the opportunity to tell your story. And what we want to be able to do is take the information and provide it in a manner in which we can tell your story in the right way to that third party, and then have the backup to support any questions that they may have. And that's critical, and that creates credibility and ultimately impacts overall valuation as you go to the market. Our team, as I mentioned, we have a very strict client service process that we follow, that our team follows, on how we approach our clients. We start every engagement with an assessment of the accounting and financial environment. We look at the people, the current people in place, their roles and responsibilities. We look at their current processes. We look at how they're leveraging internal technology and how it impacts the accounting and financial environment of the business. And then we're looking at the overall reporting structure. And in SaaS, you're looking at it's not just financial metrics, it's operational metrics are a big part of that. Metrics around your customers and what's happening with, you know, how your customers are using your software. That's a big part of that as well. So making sure you're tying in all metrics associated with the company. And then we built the QA/QC process behind the scenes and the oversight to ensure that all of our clients are consistently provided the consistent service and to meet the quality expectations. We are not a bookkeeping firm, so we're not going to just throw out people and just go do your bookkeeping. We're a company that if you are at a certain point and you're looking forward and you're seeing growth and you see opportunity and you want to take your business to that next level, we're the company that will work with you to achieve those results.
Makes sense. So what are some of the mistakes that you're seeing small business leaders make with regards to accounting and their analytics?
Yeah, one is that they're not paying any attention to it. So, you know, like I mentioned before, cash is critical. So understanding your cash flow. If you're in a business that is pre-revenue or you know your expenses are exceeding revenue, got to have a plan to understand cash. So forecasting and budgeting becomes critical. We want to make decisions, you know, typically on an annual basis. So you budget your forecast for the upcoming year. That then drives your strategic decision making and how you're determining how you're incurring your or making investments throughout the year. And then following that, things tweak and change along the way, and you can tweak and adapt as things go on. But you want to make sure you have some sort of a plan that you can execute against. Financial plan that you can execute against, who understand what that means. It also helps when you're looking at going to investors to be able to make sure that they have the information they need to make a sound decision to partner with you and your business. So that's a critical component, if anything else. And then to be able to consistently see the metrics that we discussed, your overall understanding of your business. And we haven't even gotten into sales and administrative costs associated with the business, right? So those are additional costs associated with business that need to be incurred. but it's important to evaluate each one to make sure that you understand the value that you are getting out of that as it relates to your business. So every cost is important. Sales and marketing, it's critical to understand what is my investment? What is the value that I should be getting out of it? How do I measure that value in my business? When we talk about, we look at all areas of SG&A costs and we start to see that there may be some costs that the company's not getting value in, or they thought, hey, you know, they brought in somebody because they felt that there was going to be a certain level of growth in the business that hasn't matured or happened. So we need to reevaluate that individual, and are they truly adding value to the company as we look forward in the business?
Makes so much sense. I know you've talked about it before, and we've got some crazy things going on in the world, and could be a possible recession coming up. How should people be weatherproofing their business to get ready for a downturn?
Yeah, exactly. I think that what's most important is, as I talked about before, cash, right? Cash flow, understanding what that means to your business. So if you have investors, make sure that you're talking through that with them. What does this mean to the business? And what is their appetite for, you know, continuing to invest in your business? We look at, so it's basically finalize your short and long-term strategy associated with cash. That's either debt or equity, or if you're personally funding that, what does that look like? And understand different scenarios and how the economy might impact your business as you look forward into your business and the burn rate we talked about before. How scenario planning is critical, and making sure that we understand different, you know, how the economy may impact us in different ways. So that's critical. I talked about validating your team. We may have made investments in our business to grow last year or 2 years ago that may or may not have materialized. So we need to continuously validate our team and make sure that every person as part of our team is still aligned with the path that we have moving forward. Or has it gotten to a point where we're trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, and we have somebody on our team that really isn't necessarily the best fit for what we're trying to accomplish moving forward. So really making sure that your team is streamlined. And, you know, I know that those are difficult decisions to make when it comes to right-sizing your team, laying individuals off. But, you know, we're also talking about the health, the long-term health and the goals of your company and yourself. And sometimes that needs to be done. Real estate flexibility, you know, in the COVID economy, does it make sense to be paying rent or lease costs associated with your business in an uncertain time? Some companies, they feel that it does make sense. Others don't. Some are going hybrid. They're still trying to figure it out. One thing that we did, we had actually physical office locations, three physical office locations that we let the leases expire over the last few years. And we did that because we realized that one allowed us to be more flexible with our clients. We're servicing about 90% of our clients fully remote now, because that's the world that we tend to be in. We're servicing clients all over the country. We realized that we didn't need the office space that we're investing in. Now what comes along with that is making sure that we have, the culture that can support, ensuring that our people are continuously stay involved in our company, which is critical. And that's the HR part of the HR component I talked about earlier and the importance of that. So that piece is very important as well. We talked about evaluating SG&A costs. What I found, and I know we're talking about SaaS, but technology costs can creep up in a business, right? So are you actually using all the technologies that you're investing in, right? Mm-hmm. As an example, a lot of companies use Salesforce. It's very expensive. Let's make sure we've right-sized at a minimum, right-sized the number of users that we have in place. And then the last thing is, you know, making sure that you truly, even in SaaS, understand what drives profitability and your margin, and continuously looking at how you can maximize that.
Super good stuff. So as we wrap up here, what advice would you give to new software founders who are starting out and wanting to make sure that they get things right from the start?
Yeah, I mean, getting right from the start is critical. I say that everybody starts a business because they have a certain level of expertise in a certain area. The advice I give to business owners as they're starting is, it's critical that you obviously know your business, you know your product, you know your service. What's critical though is knowing all aspects of a business and your business. So what I think what a lot of business owners feel is, well, you know, I'll focus on building the software and I'll eventually hire a sales team and they'll go take care of that. And I'll hire an accountant or a CFO and they'll take care of that. It's critical that you start to become, as much as you can, knowledgeable about sales and marketing, knowledgeable about financials. Take a deep dive into that information, knowledgeable about operational side of your business. You want to hire the experts that obviously can work with you from the ground up, but you have to be able to provide leadership and support and evaluate the success of the different areas of your business. So it's critical to have that knowledge base of, you know, how does sales and marketing work in my business? That's why we should be talking to Matt, right? How does finance and accounting work in your business? You know, we're a great resource for that, or somebody else might be a great resource for that. But really, truly understand your business and all areas of your business is critical.
I totally agree. Great stuff, Jason. I really appreciate you coming on. I want to make sure everybody knows how to get in touch with you. How can our audience learn more about you and Signature Analytics?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Our website is signatureanalytics.com. I can be emailed directly at the letter J, Kruger, K-R-U-G-E-R, at signatureanalytics.com. Always happy to talk to any individual that wants to reach out. If I can help them, that's great. If I don't know the answer, I'm pretty sure I can point them to somebody who does. And, always happy to talk to business owners. Excited to see what they're doing and how they're changing the world.
Perfect. We'll put all that into the show notes. So if you're listening, you'll be able to grab it there. Jason, this has been great. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yep. Thanks so much, Matt. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you out there for listening. Appreciate you being here. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss any of the other amazing people and creators like Jason, going to tell you all the good stuff you need to know to grow your business. So thanks for being here. Take care, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Scale Your SaaS. For more help on finding great leads and closing more deals, go to mattwallach.com.